This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I'm looking for something to be glad in it. How about you, my friends? Welcome to Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen, and I'm your host for the program. And for this school year, we are reading through all of the Psalms. And we're calling it a prayer garden of Psalms. But before we begin, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our one and only Holy God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, your name is to be praised. For you are altogether lovely, beautiful in your ways. You are our companion and our deliverer, the everlasting Father. Your faithfulness endures forever. You're gorgeous. You're the hope of education and the image of the invisible God. You are joy and you are kindness. You are love and you are mercy. And you are the name above all names. The one true living God, the Prince of Peace, and the quintessential essence of all that has ever been and will ever be. O Lord, we are looking forward to celebrating you as the resurrection and the life, the Son of God, the Son of Man, and the truth. Lord, you are unchanging in all of your ways, victorious in everything that you do. You're the way and the life and the truth, extraordinary. And you are the God of yesterday, today, and tomorrow, the God of Zion. Blessed be your name. O Lord, to you be all glory, honor, and praise today. Bless my brothers and sisters as they have completed a whole week, some completing their spring break this weekend, and some back to school, and some awaiting their spring break. It's a really good time. Lord, as we wrap up the school year in this last quarter, will you bless everybody with a sense of renewal, with a sense of purpose, and a sense of crossing the finish line strong? Oh, gracious God, thank you for all that you do for us. You are God alone, and we ask for this day in the mighty name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, welcome, dear friends, to the reading of the Word of God. And we're at the penultimate reading of Psalm 119 with Lindsay French. This is part 10 of 11. The Word of God, Psalm 119.
Hello, my name is Lindsay French and I am from Alexandria, Minnesota. I teach early childhood special education, and I'm going to be reading Psalm 119 from the New Living Translation. I pray with all my heart. Answer me, Lord. I will obey your decrees. I cry out to you, rescue me, that I may obey your laws. I rise early, before the sun is up. I cry out for help and put my hope in your words. I stay awake through the night, thinking about your promise. In your faithful love, O Lord, hear my cry. Let me be revived by following your regulations. Lawless people are coming to attack me. They live far from your instructions. But you are near, O Lord. All your commands are true. I have known from my earliest days that your laws will last forever. Look upon my suffering and rescue me, for I have not forgotten your instructions. Argue my case, take my side, protect my life as you promised. The wicked are far from rescue, for they do not bother with your decrees. Lord, how great is your mercy. Let me be revived by following your regulations. Many persecute and trouble me, yet I have not swerved from your laws. Seeing these traitors makes me sick at heart because they care nothing for your word. See how I love your commandments, Lord. give back my life because of your unfailing love. The very essence of your word is truth. All your just regulations will stand forever.
Praise God for the reading of his word, and thank you, Lindsay, for reading all of Psalm 119. And now let us pray this portion of Psalm 119. To our Lord of mercy, we pray with all our heart, Lord. We cry out to you for rescue from those who are against us. Lord, our enemies today are much more bold than ever before. Their ways and ideologies are complete opposite of your laws and decrees. They live out their lives far from your decrees and promises. It makes us sick at heart to see them turn their back on you. But we know, Lord, that there is hope in your promises. We know, Lord, that in your faithful love you hear us and give us the words when we are confronted for our love for you at school. We know, Lord, that you will protect us. The very essence of your word is truth. Your ways will stand forever. Of whom shall we be afraid? Thank you, Lord, for your unfailing love. We pray in the strong and wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Well, thank you, precious friends, for your faithfulness, for being in God's word and in prayer each school day. I'm going to read you our daily devotional for today, written by Rhapsody Jordan Parisi. She's a Christian educator and a high school English teacher from North Carolina. She's passionate about helping struggling teachers strike a balance between success and sanity at her blog. It's called tightropeteaching.com. This devotional by Rhapsody is called Glad to be Guilty. The scripture that she chose is Hebrews 12:1 through 3. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. I once heard a speaker say, if you were on trial for being a Christian, would they find enough evidence in your life to convict you? Well, hearing that convicted me in another way. I asked myself, was I a Christian first and foremost, or second and almost? Ooh, one of the most terrifying sections of the Bible to me is Matthew 7:21-23, when Jesus is teaching about true and false disciples. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? And in your name drive out demons, and in your name perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. Salvation is certainly the most dangerous place to indulge in a false sense of security. The consequences are dire. Lately, I've been hearing a lot about prominent Christian singers, writers, and speakers who are either denouncing Christ altogether, supporting radically unbiblical theology, or claiming they no longer want to be known as a Christian artist, but rather just an artist. These are folks who have built very successful careers using the Bible as a platform. Their public apostasy has the potential to shake our faith or solidify it. Ultimately, we are in control of ourselves and our walks with the Lord. Today, I want to encourage you to ask yourself, are you a Christian who is a teacher, or a teacher who is a Christian? If a situation at your job challenged your principles and biblical values, as is more and more common in this time and culture, what would you do? Would there be enough evidence in your life to prove without a doubt that you are guilty of following Christ? In the end, we must choose whose approval we want more, the world and its authorities, or Christ himself. Father God, in this lost and broken world, please strengthen me to follow you closer every day. Please help me to run the race that you have set before me and finish it well, no matter who may fall to my right or left. Please help me to be sincere in my love for you in all that I do and show that love to everyone I encounter. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. And that was our daily devotional, Glad to Be Guilty, written by Rhapsody Jordan Parisi for today. Friends, we're going to pray one more time today together at 1:16 p.m. Our prayer for today is that we remember that God has promised us a future and a hope. And that's what Rhapsody was writing about. And that's what Psalm 119 was about. And so as ambassadors, we cling to that hope and we pray together today to give God the glory for it. We pray at 1:16 p.m. because why? Yes, you can say it with me from Romans 1:16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. I look forward to praying with you today at 1:16 p.m. And now I have the distinct privilege and honor to bless you with Psalm 23 today, as we do every school day. Today it will be read to you in the New English Translation, the NET. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He takes me to lush pastures, he leads me to refreshing water, he restores my strength, he leads me down the right paths for the sake of his reputation. Even when I must walk through the darkest valley, I fear no danger, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff reassure me. You prepare a feast before me in the plain sight of my enemies. You refresh my head with oil. My cup is completely full. Surely your goodness and faithfulness will pursue me all my days, and I will live in the Lord's house for the rest of my life. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until Monday, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.